Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, the GODSWRD, the number 2. man@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for another blessed day and opportunity you have given us. We thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have blessed us to assemble together. Now, Lord, in my petition to you that your spirit will help me to release, Lord God, this day, and rightly divide your word as I give it to the listeners. And let the listeners have the heart to turn to you whatever things they are given this day. So, God, we thank you for blessing us with your presence here, and we will give you the glory, the honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, thank God for another blessed day. We are on the fourth and final part of this section of the series about the spiritualists, this title, Their Teaching and Belief About Jesus, Part 4. And so we're going to go into our fourth witnesses tonight. Glory be to God. And I'm going to read one of the witnesses about who's the Redeemer. And there will be coming, I read this from the book that the Bible supports, which is called The Word of the Lord, mentioned in Isaiah chapter 28, when it says the Word of the Lord is line upon line, precept upon precept, okay? And this book has his messages from the Lord Jesus Christ through his angelic messenger, the Elijah, as mentioned in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 4, and Luke chapter 1. Now, I want to read one of these verses out of here. Amen. Glory to God. And the word of God says, verily thus says the Lord, I have sent my messenger for to prune my vineyard, even this last time. My Zion shall be redeemed as the prophets of old have spoken. I have led the children of Israel in days of old, so would I lead my people now as you come near unto me and obey my voice in the instructions I send for your cleansing. Yea, I am God, and I change not. Yea, verily plead with you, yet few arise quickly to obedience. Blessed are all those who drink of the water of life freely. Lift up, ye faithful, for I am he who dwelleth on high. I will not leave you, therefore, lift up in faith and move in the strength I should give you, for I am your Redeemer, and I will cause thee to stand. Amen. So this is the Lord Jesus Christ sending a message to his angelic messenger. And once again, this witness here, which is the angel, the Lord, the Elijah, bringing the message that tells us that Jesus is the Redeemer. Now, as I've shared with you, in Spiritism, they teach that Spiritism is the great Redeemer. But now the great Redeemer is Jesus Christ, okay? Spiritism could not deliver you from death, poverty, and sickness, okay? Spiritualists, the people that are members, cannot deliver you from death, poverty, and sickness, okay? So the great Redeemer is none other than Jesus Christ. Do we understand that? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I sense the Holy Ghost. I sense the Holy Ghost on that people. Amen. There is no other Redeemer. No one could have done what Jesus did, okay? Keep that in mind. No one. could have done what Jesus did. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to look at a fourth witness about the conception of Christ. Now, I'm reading from another book of the Lord that is supported by the Bible called The Record of Nephi, as mentioned in Isaiah chapter 29, okay? The Record of the Nephi. Glory be to God. As a book that was delivered to one that was learned and delivered to one that was unlearned. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. A book of the early inhabitants on this continent during the prehistoric times and how God had used them, okay, and dealt with them. Now, concerning the conception of Christ, one of the men over here, his name was Nephi. He was a man of God. And glory be to God, he had read the quotes of Isaiah. And remember, in one of the witnesses that the conception of Christ was miraculous, I read to you in Isaiah chapter 7. So he quotes Isaiah chapter 7 when it says, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." Okay? Hallelujah. See, Nephi, who was the man of God here, one of the men of God here on this continent, he loved the word of Isaiah, and he was another witness that, hey, Isaiah got that word from the Lord. And therefore, he read this word out to those who was listening to the people. And therefore, hallelujah, he was revealing here that he stand as a witness to what Isaiah was telling us, that the conception of Christ was miraculous. Now, the spiritualists teach that conception of Christ was a fabulous tale, that it was a lie. So therefore, once again, we see that the Bible does not agree with what spiritism teach and what the spiritualists teach concerning the conception of Christ. It was miraculous. Why? Because once again, the Lord said, a virgin shall conceive. Okay? Now, we know ordinarily, for a woman to conceive, she had to have a sexual union with a man. And even if, some women are surrogate, they still use the sperm of a man. But here, the Holy Ghost, okay, overshadowed Mary. Glory be to God. So this definitely was a miraculous conception. And so that's our fourth witness, is Nephi, who read the words of Isaiah, him being a witness to what Isaiah got was from the Lord, okay, to the truthfulness of this thing. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. Now, the third thing we're looking at here for a fourth witness is to is the divinity concerning Christ. And divinity means being as a, come to proceed forth directly from God or to be a God, okay? Glory be to God. And so I want to read once again from the word of the Lord, the book that is supported by the Bible. It's mentioned in Isaiah 28. The word of the Lord is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. And this word of the Lord contain the messages that Christ sent through his angelic messenger, the Elijah, to mankind, okay? And I want to read in one of these messages on this topic right here. And I want you to hear what the Lord has to say as he sent this message through his angelic being. He said, "I am he that is called I am. I am the great white spirit. I am he that is called Shiloh. I am all in all. I am the only living God, creator of the universe, ruler and judge of all. I am the chief cornerstone. I am the stone the builders rejected. I am the Christ, the Son of Man. I am God, I change not. I am he that was called Jehovah. I am Jesus Christ. I am the beginning and the end. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. I am the Lord. I am he that will manifest in the flesh, death, and resurrection. I am he that is risen. I am the Lord God." Now, do you hear that? So Jesus and God is the same being, okay? Now, spiritualist says that Jesus was no more divine than any other man. Well, once again, the Word of God proves them wrong. Jesus, remember, God incarnated in the flesh. And John chapter 1 tells us that we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father. Okay? So, how could it be any truth to them saying that Jesus was no more divine than any other man? Well, once again, the fourth witness, which is the angel of the Lord bringing the message from Jesus Christ, the fourth witness says, once again, they don't know what they're saying. They're wrong. Okay? Jesus, hallelujah, did what only he could do. No other man could have done. No other man could be the sacrifice. That's why when people be saying Jesus was a prophet, that's not true, because a prophet could not die for the people. Okay? A prophet couldn't die for the people. An apostle couldn't die for the people. Okay? Glory to God. So, Jesus was divine and still is divine. Okay? Hallelujah. So we don't want to miss out, glory to God, on that point right there. Amen? Glory be to God. And then the fourth and final thing with a fourth witness to this is we want to talk about the atonement, okay? Once again, I'm staying in this word of the Lord, the message of the Lord sent by Jesus Christ through his angelic messenger, the Elijah. Once again, I gave you some scriptures on that. The Elijah mentioned in Matthew 17, Luke chapter 1, Malachi chapter 4, okay? Glory to God. I want to read to you what said concerning in dealing with the atonement. The Word of God says, when the saints gather for their prayers and humbly seeking the Lord in their communion, the Lord's Supper or sacrament, let them partake the bread, an emblem of the Lord's body, the wine, unfermented grape juice from the fruit of the vine, emblem of the blood of the Lamb of God spilled for all mankind, that the sins of the truly repentant that look to him may be forgiven and have life and find it more abundantly. That's the atonement, people. The sacrificial death of Christ that mankind may be reconciled back to the Father. Okay? Now, spiritualist says that the doctrine of the atonement, basically to paraphrase it, they saying it's coming from a deranged imagination. Okay? That you're deranged to come with something like that. In fact, they said they even, they forbid even their members letting their children hear about the atonement or be taught about the atonement. But once again, this fourth witness, which is the angel of the Lord, proves here once again that, hey, you know, it is true. Christ sacrifice for mankind. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. He did. He sacrificed for mankind. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That the sins of the truly repentant may be forgiven. Yes, he did. His blood was shed for us, people. Okay? And this is why, you know, you hear sinners. Now, sinners have heard, many of them have heard about the crucifixion and sacrifice of Christ, but they don't understand the deepness of it, per se. And you got some Christians who don't understand concerning that. And I have to say once again, this is not all put on them, but part of that is the ministry fault. Yeah. Because we haven't been teaching the people below the surface. We've stayed on the surface, and they just, well, Christ was crucified. He shed his blood for me. Who would praise the God, Lord? And this is why sacrament is taken unworthily. Because sacrament has a symbolism. The bread represents his body, and the wine or the grape juice represent his blood. Both of them were sacrificed for us. And you don't want to be in any condition partaking of that sacrament. So are there any sins, anything you need to repent of it before you take that sacrament? Amen. If you've been in doubt, before you come into the side, like, repent, get back in the faith. Amen. And so that was the fourth witness tonight. On that, and I pray that you have listened to all four parts of this series. Amen. Because my goal is to give you, in the protocol of God, a mouth, two or three witnesses. I gave you four. Okay. Four witnesses to this. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So, you know, I have a short broadcast tonight, 30-minute broadcast, but I am thankful to the Lord. You know, I want to say this to testify right now. I am grateful to the Lord to have this opportunity to come before you with the gospel, with the word of God. It is and has been a challenge, but it's worth it. It's worth it. And even through doing this, I'm learning more and more. I mean, I'm not here to come on the broadcast and say I know everything. I don't. But I'm learning more and more in my walk with God, even in these challenges that I've been facing just to come on this broadcast. You know, you start learning more about the Lord, you start learning more concerning you name it. You start learning things more. And so, you know, with these challenges, I'm starting to learn more things, okay? And that's very important. And I thank God for all you that have been praying on my behalf because, hey, like I said, need your prayers. You don't hear me coming on the broadcast telling none of y'all I don't need your prayers. And I'm talking about those who are sincerely praying for me, okay? Because everybody ain't sincerely praying for you, okay? Some people giving witchcraft prayers, but that's another story. But, you know, I'm looking for God to put a block on that right there. But I'm talking about those who are truly praying for me. I thank God for the opportunity. And see, being on the Blog Talk Radio has been a blessing. Lord say the same, this coming December will make 5 years. Okay. We're trying to get all out we can, people. Because I told you before, the time is going to come that the true believers are going to be denied access in spreading the gospel, per se, on the internet, the radio, the TV, you name it. Now, some of y'all think this far-fetched. I know some of y'all thinking to be snatched up any day. You know, so you may not even pay attention to what I just said. But I pray to God get a hold of you and show you the real truth on this thing. Because, see, this is one of the reasons why some people are not really paying attention to warnings in these last days, because they have accepted with their whole heart that any day now they could be gone. So why should I have to look out for these warnings if I can be driving my car any day and I'm going to be snatched up? See, that's the mentality that some believers are carrying. Now, the Bible does mention the being called up, but the problem is the timing. And you have some that teach what you call pre-trib, saying it's any day. And I wish it was true, but it's not. It's going to happen, but not at the timing that many of them have said it, okay? You're not going to dodge no trials, people. You're not going to dodge no great tribulation. Listen, neither me or you or anyone else that is already saved, we are no better than the early church. And the early church went through a great tribulation. You can best believe that, because it was some killing and beheading for the gospel's sake. Now, some of y'all will say today, well, this already happened. Yeah, over there in other countries. Watch when it start coming over this way. Amen. Because, see, here in America, we like the easy. So we think that God is biased, and he going to just let the people in another country go through that type of persecution. And we over here, we bathing in the sun, laying on the beaches, okay? And we see somebody walk up, we can say, hey, do you believe in Jesus? They said, no, everything fine. While over there in the mother country, you bringing up Jesus and try to lead somebody to Christ, you not only looking to go to jail, but you looking to be beaten by the police on the way there and in the jail and be left to suffer and die. Lord, Lord, Lord. See, sometimes it's easy for us to do a lot of talking when we ain't been going through. Yeah, I'm not saying none of y'all haven't went through here anything here in America. But people, I want you to think about it. We have a solid degree that the Christians in the mother countries is facing right now. Ain't no way in the world you're going to convince me of that. And if you don't believe me, go outside your house right now and just holler out Jesus real loud. Or say, I believe in Jesus real loud. I'm saved. Yeah, neighbors might look at you like you're crazy, you know. And, yeah, they might even call the law. The law come and ask you, you okay? Yeah, I'm all right. I just simply, well, they'll say, well, he ain't doing no harm. They'll take off. But in these other countries where the persecution at, that's a serious business, people. And you run out there talking about, I believe in Jesus, I'm saved, and you trying to talk to somebody else. You know, when their gods over there is Buddha and Hindu and all that stuff, you looking at jail time and being beaten in jail. Go over there to them Islamic countries and start talking about Jesus and leading folks to Christ, okay? Because in that Islamic, in they law, their Quran and all that, even if a Muslim leave and become a Christian, the sentence on him is death. So people, listen, it's serious business, okay? That's why my heart goes out to the believers in other countries that's going through. Lord, my heart goes out to them. I have to give it to them. They are, you're talking about walking in the faith. Those people really is walking in the faith. I got to admit this. Okay. I'm not saying we ain't showing no faith over here in America, but man, over there in them other countries, what they're facing, and sometimes facing every day, Chinese Christians over there who have a service underground, have to watch out most of the time, sometimes at any time, they can be discovered, or if they having service in their house, they don't want to be kicked down, dragged up by the police, beaten, and then taken and put in jail. Serious business, people. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for another blessed broadcast, and I thank you for what you're doing. Father, I pray that you will bless as I've given your word today and watch over the people, the listeners this day in Jesus' name. Strengthen them for your glory. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. So, God, I thank you. I praise you. I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, we pray. And, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, I thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, Brother Manuel Murphy, come on at 7 o'clock in about 37 minutes. He'll be coming on. Look for his advertisement. Okay, amen. And Lord says, saying, I will be back on tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.